Welcome back to the sixth episode of Access Bodybuilding with me, Aaron Singerman, and my co-host, Stacy Thompson. Stacy, what's in the news this week?
Well, Aaron, this week we have a BSN buyout, Planet Fitness expands, BSN signs Ruli Winkler, Wolf is in the Flex show after all, internet dating survey question, birthdays, and so much more.
Yay, Stacy, our sixth show.
I know, we made it. We made it past cinco.
I know. This is, for some reason, this show feels monumental to me. I don't know. To you?
I think it's because the number five, it's a magical number.
Yes, and six is, I think, a lucky number also. So hopefully every number past five will be, continue to be lucky.
Yes, and better, better, better.
I can tell you another lucky number I'm hoping for next year is 31.
31?
Because I am 31 years old.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, I got to go check out your Facebook.
That one zoomed right past you, Stacy.
I know, it did. Oh, everything zooms past me, go figure.
Yeah,
that's
so
supposed to be a secret. Thanks for letting that one out.
Sorry, Stacy. I apologize.
It's okay.
So yeah, 31. This is my 31st. You're actually, I don't know, I know it's not nice to ask a lady her age, but I happen to know that you are older than me.
I'm an old lady. Oh, gosh. I feel like I should be burying my grave already or digging my grave.
Jeez. You're only a little older, a few months, not that much.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. But I got lots and lots of years to go.
Absolutely. You sure do.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was a very active birthday. You know, we went to a club out here in Houston. Have you ever been to Knox before?
No, I have not.
No, I'm not surprised. You don't go out too much.
What is it? Is it like a bar and grill?
No, it's a dance club, a club.
So you were dancing your little hiney off, huh?
No, I'm not too big a dancer, actually. I'm sure that shocks and surprises you, but no, I'm not that big a dancer.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Oh, whatever. You're the dancer.
Well, I do love dancing. I do. I go on the dance floor and I will be out there for hours. Where's Stace? She's dancing.
You'll dance by yourself with no music, so.
With a vacuum.
Exactly. So.
I don't mind at all. Yeah. So we got some big stuff happening here this week.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for the storylines.
First on the list, I know we have some lines. I know the Planet Fitness one. We watched all the videos, and I know you're interested. You're excited that one. But before we get to that one, one that's more, I guess, financial in nature is that Glanbia buys out BSN, which obviously is, it's a big sponsor of RX Muscle, who hosts our show, Access Bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And they purchased, this is an Irish-based food group who owns Optimum Nutrition also, and also ABB, which makes a lot of the drinks you see at the gyms, like, you know, I wish some of the names of the ones, like Turbo Tea and some of these other drinks, right?
Right, yep.
So they actually purchased BSN, and this is something that I've been hearing rumors about for quite some time. And if I had money, Stacey, I would have bought some stock. But unfortunately, no money, no stock. But
well, I did. I have tons of stock. So
million? Did you buy how many millions?
I'm going to go buy myself a little mini island.
Nice, nice. You're going to cash in some of your profits from the Glanbia buyout.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Well, no. If you don't mind, could you build us a studio on the island that I could come visit?
we're gonna have a 5-star studio. We're gonna have guests in and parties, disco balls.
Wow, this sounds great.
The Big Bang.
This sounds great.
I wish only in my dreams.
Oh well, give us a few years, maybe, Stacy, and Access Bodybuilding. We'll have our own little Access Bodybuilding island.
Several islands. We have to use the law of attraction and attract those positive vibes.
Well, that's what maybe that's what Glanbia did to become so successful, because it says that they're up 13% this last year, and it looks like 20% adjusted earning growth for this year, and they're projecting at least 11 to 13% next year. So maybe it is still a good investment to invest in Glanbia. But so they purchased BSN, and I've actually got to see the BSN facilities in Boca Raton, Florida. When I was there for the Fort Lauderdale Pro, mm-hmm. Dave and I toured the facilities there and met with Scott, the owner, one of the owners, and got to do one of their taste tests on some of their new products. And it was really cool. Let me tell you, the facility there is really extremely impressive.
I've heard. I do my Gaspari demos down in Houston, mm-hmm. and I've had a couple of accounts who have visited the BSN headquarters as well. Uh-huh. And they said, they did say it was really impressive.
Oh yeah, it was. It really was. I was shocked. It's amazing how many people they have working. I mean, I think in one of the reports I read, they have 140 employees, but you know, they're all jammed in there and everybody's got, you know, it's like a, I put it this way, it was more than I was expecting, and I had expected a lot, so it was pretty impressive. And,
is it kind of like the Budweiser brewing plant where you can go in and take tours? Anybody can take tours, or do you have to be?
No. You have to be invited.
You'd be exclusive. Oh, yeah, so you were exclusive. You were VIP.
Oh yes, I got to
look,
you know,
at you go, hot shot.
Well, they put, like I said, they sponsor the RX Muscle site, and I think they were more rolling out the red carpet for Dave Palumbo than me. But I did get to see everything, and it was an experience. And certainly, when you see a facility like that and a company doing as well as BSN is doing, it makes you know. Strive for. I guess there's two ways to look at it. You got the type of person who would look at something like that and be jealous, or the type of person that would look at that and want to strive for that kind of success. And that's definitely me, the second type of person. So to see where Scott came from, Scott, like I said, one of the owners, came from selling nutrition products out of the back of his car 10 years ago to owning this company, or being a half owner in the company.
And you should write a book.
Yeah, I would love to have him on the show. I need to get in touch with him to get him on the show for an interview, because it's really amazing to come from, you know, really nothing to owning a company of this size, to getting, I mean, it was purchased for $144.7 million.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, and just to think exactly the kind of mindset you really have to have, the tenacity and the drive, and then the business intelligence behind that to go from the trunk of your car to huge headquarters.
Unbelievable, right? And I spoke to some of the people up there at BSN, and they said that they don't expect to be any changes in BSN for at least 6 months. That's how long it takes for a big company when they do a buyout like this for anything really to change. Because big companies, you know, they don't move super, super fast with changes generally. But they really don't know exactly what will change and what will happen with BSN. But when you have a company like BSN that is very, very successful, making a lot of money, doing very well, usually they don't want to make really big changes, because why change something that's already working? You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And then it kind of creates a shock for everybody. And with Glanbia, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Glanbia, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you always have to correct my pronunciation. Glanbia is the largest producer of whey, correct?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
So as a business aspect, this can benefit BSN, because wouldn't you think that the product of the cost of their product would kind of maybe be a little bit more competitive? I don't know.
Maybe it will help them as far as profit margins if they're getting the product, the way that they put into their own product, cheaper than I imagine I doubt they would lower the price for the consumer, but at least they'd be making more money for themselves, which they're already doing good. So it can only benefit them, I'm sure.
Good.
A company of that size like Glanbia, they don't buy companies unless they know what they're doing. So I'm sure it's gonna be a good move for them, and I hope that it's a good move for BSN. And you know, like I said, they're already so successful. Hopefully, it'll only make them more successful.
Right now, they're 3-1 with Optimum and ABB too. So
yes, ma'am.
That's cool. Well, then that's a pretty breaking news. I just heard that a couple days ago too.
Yes, ma'am.
And so when we were talking earlier. On a whole nother note, you were talking about this Planet Fitness commercials.
Yes. What brought this to my attention is that Planet Fitness continues to expand at a very fast rate. They have over 100 facilities, gyms. And you were telling me about one that's just being built in Houston when you were researching it. And it's just, you know, it's been talked about, the Planet Fitness commercials, a lot. And they have these commercials, you know, regularly. But it shocks me that these are continuing to expand. And there really hasn't been much backlash at all as far as, you know, it's supposed to be a judgment-free zone. You know, Stacey, before we even get going on it, before we talk about our opinions and everything, let's play a little tidbit of a news story that ran relatively recently.
Yeah, yeah.
On the news, so people, in case you don't know what Planet Fitness is, this is a breaking news story about somebody who actually got kicked out of Planet Fitness, and I don't want to give away the details. Here is the clip from the news.
It is a common occurrence at the gym, something we've all heard, grunting while lifting heavy weights.
But at one gym, a state prison guard was kicked out for making noise during his workout. CBS2's Tony Aiello has the story.
You can lift, strain, crunch, and sweat all you want at Planet Fitness, but don't grunt. It says so right there in black and white.
It's really absurd, especially the part about the grunting.
Corrections Officer Al Arjabay grunted. Now he's disgruntled with the gym and its manager. Arjabay says it happened Monday when he was at this multi-press station getting ready to squat about 500 pounds.
Back down again and back up. That's it. Basically, you're basically breathing in heavy and breathing out.
It is basic stuff at most gyms, but not Planet Fitness.
All right, Stacy, so we know there's no grunting in Planet Fitness or you're going to get kicked the hell out.
There is no grunting. He was a state prison guard, and
pretty
he got
crazy.
Kicked out because he was grunting. And you know what surprised me about watching that clip was the employee herself was condescending by saying, "We don't accept or condone that kind of behavior."
Yeah, we're not even going to play the whole part of the I don't want to play the entire commercial, so they're missing the end. And that really was telling, because the manager of the gym was, like you said, she was condescending even in her apology. She's like, "If I hurt his feelings, I'm sorry, but we don't accept that kind of behavior here."
And
at this
gym. she was not sincere about it.
No.
Whatsoever.
No.
And so you were talking about the different locations. Maybe I'm naive, but I didn't even know Planet Fitness existed. But they have several locations in Texas, Florida, Virginia, Ohio, and they're opening up like 5 more locations in New York and Florida. And so obviously they are popular, to my disbelief. But what cracks me up is Mike Katz is the IFBB pro judge.
Right. Mike Katz, who is not just the IFBB pro judge, he was a big player, a main player in the movie Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was the guy, in case you don't remember, he happens to also be a Jewish guy, but he's the guy who got his T-shirt stolen and hidden by Arnold before one of the contests, I think the Mr. Universe contest or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So his shirt was hidden, and that was his main role in the movie. He was got the joke played on him, and it shows him playing with his little kids and stuff like that. So he stayed involved with bodybuilding and is an IFBB pro judge and a contest promoter. And he ran a series of hardcore gyms that he eventually, for whatever reason, I'm sure financial reason, now are all Planet Fitnesses.
Well, he's a franchisee of Planet Fitness, for
right.
sure.
Right.
Yeah. You emailed me a YouTube video of the Jerome Ferguson. Are you
right.
going to play? Are you going to play that, or are we just going to invite people to see the link?
You know, I
you
was going to
watch it.
I was going to, yeah. I was going to play it. But Stacey, you know, I think that it would be a disservice to the video, because the video is so great.
Yeah, you have to visually be able to watch this, and you're going to LMBO for sure, because this video is LMBO. Hilarious. And if you know Jerome Ferguson at all, and I do, and I just think he's an absolute dog, downright hilarious. The YouTube muscular man boobs scares up Planet Fitness membership, and it will have you rolling on the floor laughing.
Or Stacey, I'll try to remember to go put this on the thread on rxmuscle.com on the forums. If you check out the forums, look at our Access Bodybuilding thread, and I will attach this YouTube clip so that everybody gets to see some of these crazy videos. The Jerome Ferguson video is the funniest.
I don't want
to ruin it for you, so definitely watch it. But
yeah.
the funny thing, Stacey, is watching these videos, I'm watching them, I'm thinking to myself, right? Some of these videos are really funny. But what message are they sending? You know, it's like these guys are in shape. Don't be like them in shape. You know?
Well, I think what their underlying message is, and it's actually, it's very stereotypical. It's insulting to athletes, bodybuilders, any sort of person who wants to go into the gym and get sweaty, hardcore, down to it, and go in and serve a purpose, right? So their videos are, their commercials are trying to downgrade the athlete. And you should also... you should also attach the bunny ears link too, so they can see how they portraying this jock who looks stupid in the locker room.
Who can't tie his own shoes. He has to remember
the
bunny ears thing to tie his shoes.
Exactly.
He's a moron.
But at the same time, when you're watching this commercial, it's supposed to promote the gym, but it's actually showing the gym how moronic it is. Who would want to work out a gym that has a non-judgmental zone where you can get in shape, have fun without being subjected to the hardcore look at me attitude that exists in all the gyms, they say.
The funny thing is that if you're having a non-judgmental zone, wouldn't you also be non-judgmental of somebody who is in great shape? You know what I mean?
Well, aren't you judging yeah. somebody who's in great shape?
Exactly.
I mean, we're
exactly.
at a gym to work out, to grunt and groan, get sweaty. We're not here to try and, like, I feel like it's a Chuck E. Cheese for adults. When I watch the commercials, it's,
you know, everybody who watched these videos, you know, all the bodybuilders that I know have such strong opinions on this subject and on these commercials that I contacted some people that I knew would have strong opinions. And the first one that we have a clip here from is Amit Sapir, who is an IFBB pro bodybuilder from Israel. And he had actually texted me randomly about Planet Fitness and how aggravated it made him. So this is Amit Sapir, the very angry Amit Sapir, 202 pro bodybuilder from Israel. Here he is.
Okay, so Planet Fitness commercial. Well, I think it's about time someone will say exactly what it is, because it's pure discrimination. It's ignorant, and I think most of their commercials based on of lack of knowledge and fear. I think it's much worse as like to go to a fat guy and tell him, listen, we don't want you in the gym just because you're fat and it doesn't look good. And I think the people that run this net probably need to get sued. I think it's just disgusting what's going there. They take a group of people and discriminate them completely. And for me, as a bodybuilder, as a person, is the worst thing that could happen. And I really hope that we'll take them to court and close the stupid fucking network.
All right, Stacey.
Don't you think he hit the nail on the head when he said it's a discrimination?
Yeah, it is. He wants somebody to sue. That's his thing. Unfortunately, a lot of us bodybuilders don't have the money to sue,
right.
But we need somebody to get up there with a little bit of money, put some money behind this thing and sue these people.
Yeah, he was pretty – I mean, he said close the FN network down. It's a discrimination, which is pretty – I mean, point blank, absolutely against what the gym is saying that they are.
Right.
Is not judgmental.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think he had a good point.
And next is Dusty Hanshaw, a friend of mine. I've been on Off Topic before, a national level bodybuilder who I'm sure we'll see on stage either at the USA's or Nationals this year, hopefully getting his pro card. And this is Dusty Hanshaw, what he has to say about Planet Fitness.
The infamous Planet Fitness and their commercials. Yeah, those are definitely different. I like the fact that they're utilizing their moniker to essentially stereotype anyone who's in good shape. And more or less, that appears to be their ad idea to me, is they're targeting the majority of the country, which is people who are drastically out of shape, and utilizing, claiming it's a judgment-free zone as a way to basically say, you should not train here if you're remotely in shape, if you have any chances of getting in shape. And they're basing their business on making sure that there is no success. I have to laugh at a business who... basically, if someone were to come there out of shape and achieve their goals, they'd get thrown out of the gym because they'd become in better shape. They'd start lifting more weights, and God forbid they want to wear a tank top when they start to feel good about themselves. But the local one here in Arizona, you know, it sticks right to the moniker. The lady who owns the place could definitely train there. They don't make tank tops for people like her. So, you know, I guess she is their ultimate goal. And I guess that's how you look at it. The person who runs the gym must be what they're looking for, because you know, she's got to be at least my weight, only 5'4". So, yeah, I'd say it's definitely an interesting thought process, and shocked to see that they're still around.
All right, Stacey.
What do you think about that one?
I think Dusty is very well spoken.
Yes.
Told Dusty, I said, Dusty, how many times did you practice that in front of the mirror before you before you came out with that one? But. You know, so he's very well spoken. I appreciate Dusty for giving us this quote. And last on our list is Ben the Showstopper White, who will be competing actually at the Flex Pro Show on February 19th, coming up, the opening pro show of the year, and just I guess it's about 3 weeks away now. So this is what Ben White had to say.
I thought that based off of the commercial, they had hired TSA. Because I didn't know you had to get screened to go to a gym, and by it being a judgment-free zone, they sure act like they're judges. I mean, if you got an ass in the front and an ass in the back, and your baby can't distinguish who titties is fucked between the husband and the wife, and we all got shit shaken, I mean, Planet Fitness accepts you. But if you got any remotely, I mean, any kind of muscles, or it looked like you were in health or good health, they don't want you there. And based off of my experience and where I live at, this guy who got these gyms up around here was one of the biggest juice heads around here. And now all of a sudden he's going anti-bodybuilding or anti-fitness when all I hear people hollering and ranting and raving about is pizza night and bagel night. And I think it's a joke because either you got anorexic or fat people there. You don't have people in the middle. And it is their planet. It's a fat planet. So it's Planet Fatness instead of Planet Fitness. If you got a roll in the front, Planet Fitness for you. If you don't have no reason to try to change or no motivation to change, Planet Fitness is for you. If you get tired of people looking and staring and saying, how did you stretch your skin that far? Planet Fitness is for you. If your legs work together, Planet Fitness is for you.
All right, Stacy. So we've got three bodybuilders who are definitely not in favor of Planet Fitness.
Not happy. I like whites. I'm not going to say the word, but the shiznit shaken syndrome. If you want your legs to rub together, it's a place for you.
I would love to. This is what I would love to get together. I would love for Dusty Hanshaw, Amit Sapir, and Ben White to go to Planet Fitness together.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't you imagine? They would freak out. They'd be like, oh, my gosh, we need to call security right now and get these guys out. Yeah. No, if they showed up, though, with pizza and donuts, I bet you they would totally invite them in with open arms.
Yeah, until they started grunting and throwing around the weights.
But, yeah, exactly. I like how he said that it's not Planet Fitness, it's Planet Fatness.
And Ben White, see, if you brought Ben White is a hilarious, funny, nice guy. But if you get Ben White pissed off, man, you better back up. And Ben White's all about respect. So if he went into that gym, like in all seriousness, if he went into Planet Fitness accidentally, like you or me before I had heard of them, went in there and was working out, and somebody told him he had to leave because he was wearing a tank top or because he was making too much noise, mm-hmm. They would have had to have the police come haul him out of there. He wouldn't have left voluntarily.
Maybe they should build a principal's office, and they can be like, you got to go to the principal's office now.
Exactly. They need to put the dunce hat on Ben White and have him sit in the corner for a minute.
Oh, yeah. God, this place sounds so stupid. I have conversations with my friends all the time about – I have a really hard time. I'm not going to name any gym names, but I have a really hard time with box commercial gyms because I want to get down dirty and be in there and feel the energy from the other athletes who are in there for a mission. And when I go into a box gym or a gym like that where there's so many rules and we're all about respect and kumbaya, I cannot get in the zone at all. How about you?
It's true. Here in Houston, we've got a one-to-one fitness that I know that Lee has to do with, that mm-hmm. Lee's an owner of. So that kind of gym doesn't exist everywhere anymore, you know?
It doesn't. It's unfortunate. But, yep, I'm so glad I found out about this so I can anti-Planet Fitness.
Next on our list, Stacy, is one more BSN story. We're just going to touch on this for a second. Ruli Winkler, who had a kind of a disappointing finish at the Olympia, but had a fantastic year the last 2 years, winning the Arnold Amateur and thus qualifying himself for the Arnold this year. But before he came to the Arnold this year, he won the New York Pro, surprising a lot of people, beating Dennis Wolf, who ended up placing fifth at the Olympia.
And Freeman.
Beating Tony Freeman, another top 10 Olympia, perennial top 10 Olympia guy. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, you know, sometimes it's tough on an athlete's body. He didn't do as well at the Olympia. I'm expecting big things from him this year at the Arnold and in the 2011 season. So BSN decided to sign Ruli. And I talked to Brendan Ahern, who is the pro athletes rep for BSN. And he told me that I asked him what went into the decision-making process for signing Ruli. And he said that because of how well he did this last previous year in 2010, how well they think he's going to do in 2011. They think he is an excellent role model as far as bodybuilding goes in his shape and his personality. He's a very likable guy, easy to get along with. And he's also has some international appeal since he is, a European bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the rationale with.
So congratulations to him. That's a big deal too, you know. Yeah. I mean, in the off season, yeah, your body gets tired. So I bet you he is going to come back and after taking a break and be able to show show his skills.
Well, I've seen some pictures of him this offseason as he just started dieting recently for the Arnold not too long ago. And he looks pretty friggin' enormous. So BSN did some promotional pictures with him.
And,
he looks enormous. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Ruly Winkler breaks into the top 10 at this year's Olympia and, you know, maybe even does better than that. So,
Good. Well, I'll be crossing my fingers for him.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Deal. Good
yes,
deal ma'am. For him. So, our next story is going to be about Wolf is going to go ahead and compete at the Flex Show.
Right, right. So let me give a little background on that. Why we have to phrase it? Why we are phrasing it like that to begin with? Wolf, I wrote a gossip column as I do every week, and in this gossip column this past week, I announced that Dennis Wolf would not be in the Flex Show. He would not be competing in the Flex Show. And how I do that, how when I get a story like that, one of the things that you have to do, being in my position, or really, I guess, any journalist, is when you hear something like that that would make big news, is you've got to check and double check your sources. So, and how I do that is I hear one thing from one person, I check with somebody else that I feel is in a position of authority on the subject matter, and occasionally, like in this story, I check somebody else even who's, you know, as close to the source as possible. Obviously, the ideal is to get it from the primary source, which would be the person the story is about. So I go as close to that as possible and do, you know, my due diligence and checking it out, because obviously you don't want to come out with a story that's not true.
Right, right. You got to consider your sources and... Right. Yeah.
So I did that with this Dennis Wolf thing, and the reason that it's such a big deal is that this is the first Weider AMI Flex Show, kind of taking the place of the Ironman, which would normally be around the first show of the year. Mm-hmm. So this is their first show, and they've been promoting it heavily based on the fact that Dennis Wolf and Dexter Jackson, the two guys from the top five this year at the Olympia, are competing in the show, which is a pretty big deal. Also, Evan Centopani, which will be his first show since he won the New York Pro in 2009. So this is what they're promoting the show on. So when one of their main athletes, one of the two big athletes featured on their poster, drops out and it hasn't been announced yet on their website or on Muscular Development's website, which is who Dennis Wolf is with, that makes for a really big story. It might not sound like very exciting to somebody, you know, like yourself or a lot of people. When I posted the column, it was kind of like, oh, that's cool, whatever, you know.
Yeah, people changed their mind.
Right, so people didn't, you know, weren't that concerned with it. When it became a really big story is when people realized that obviously it was not known to everybody, you know what I mean? So it caused quite a stir behind the scenes. And for whatever reason, it's come out now. Flex Online has put out there. Alan Donnelly wrote a thing saying that Dennis Wolf will, in fact, be doing the show. And he called what I did irresponsible journalism at best. So my comment to that is that that's total BS, that I checked my sources, that Dennis Wolf was not doing the show. I guess now it's been 4 or 5 days ago at the time. That has nothing to do with what he's doing now. If they say Dennis Wolf is doing the show now, I'm sure he is. I'm sure they know what they're talking about. I haven't heard anything otherwise than that. All I have to say is that the story was true at the time. It may not be true now. It probably isn't true now, since obviously he says he's doing the show. And in reality, athletes change their mind all the time.
Yeah, in general, people change their mind.
People change their mind. And that just because it's true for 1 minute may not be true the next. Stuff like that happens, you know, in football and baseball. You know, you might have a pitcher that says he's hurt, but mm-hmm. come game time, he gets out there and he throws the ball, you know,
kind of like the Jay Cutler deal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't, necessarily predict. All I'm saying is that I stand by the story. And when it comes down to it, Stacey, I'm glad that Dennis Wolf is doing the show. I want more people. You know, I'm a bodybuilding fan at heart, and I'm going to be at the Flex Show.
Right.
So I want to see Dennis Wolf get on stage and compete. To be honest with you, when I heard that, I was disappointed and upset personally as a fan.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see him on stage. So that, mm-hmm. that's the truth of the matter. It was a big story to me personally because I was excited that he was going to be there.
Right.
So now that I know that he is going to be there, I'm glad.
You're super duper excited. We're going to get the confetti out and you're going to shoot it all over and we're going to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, I already did that, but we could do it again for just me and you.
Oh, okay. We can.
Yeah, yeah. We'll pop open the champagne. And
I wish I had a little blowhorn. Hoot, hoot.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm happy, and I'm glad that I want the Flex Show to be a success, because I like that there's a show in this particular show's in Santa Monica, the Santa Monica Auditorium Civic mm-hmm. Center. Mm-hmm. I want there to be a show in California. Obviously,
yeah,
if this show doesn't do well, then maybe it won't come back next year, and that would be horrible. I wouldn't want that.
No, definitely not. I think it'll be a good show, and I know that it's going to be a hard position to be in when something does change, because you don't want to cause any controversy and put anyone in a bad position. So when something like this does happen and it changes its course, you do got to go back and say, oh, well, I didn't realize it at the time this is how it is, but now it's this. And
basically what it comes down to, Stacey, is that Robert Chang is the promoter of this show, just like he promotes the Olympia and several other, you know, other events. I'm from AMI. The guy is good at what he does.
Oh my gosh, he's a rock star.
You see what kind of production values at the Olympia.
He is a rock star.
So I am sure the show is going to be great. I never ever in any ever intended to discredit or talk bad about the show. I just was reporting the facts as I knew them at the time, and that's really what it comes down to.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
Let's move on to that story. I had to talk about it because I felt like saying it was irresponsible journalism was extremely inaccurate. So I couldn't just say, okay, whatever.
You had to speak your piece.
I had to speak my piece. So.
You say it loud and proud there, Mr. Singerman.
Thank you. Okay. my opinion does not affect on Stacey Thompson's opinion or anybody else associated with
it. No, I'm just sitting here with my lips sealed completely. I like to stay out of the controversy.
All right. So the next story, Stacey, is our survey question of the week. Thanks to Michael Popkin, of course, who suggested the survey questions. And personally, I think the survey questions are gonna end up being a hit. And the survey question for this week was, I asked some athletes what their opinions on internet dating was. Is it a good way to meet, a potential spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, etc.? Is it something that you would do, and do you have any history with it? And before I'm going to ask you the same question, so start thinking about your answer.
You better not ask me.
I'm asking you, but you could let's first play these guys what they have to say. And the first one I asked about this was our friend, the showstopper Ben White, and let's see what Ben White had to say.
Okay.
My answer to that question you just asked was no, because most women that talk to you on the internet aren't intellectual at all, and they don't have no communication skills. And no, I haven't never did it because I don't even know. Probably how to log on. So, I have to meet you face to face. I can't do nothing on the internet.
Next up, Stacey, as usual, not just you, I wanted to get a girl.
Good.
So we got another girl. And this girl's, I met her at the Fort Lauderdale Pro Show, which she placed, I think, second. Yeah, she placed second in bikini. I know she qualified. I think she got placed second. And this is the first time I had seen her. So when she came out, I was like, damn. Because I had never seen her before, and she impressed me, to say the least.
Wow, and so, you never say that. You're a very hard guy to please.
Well, I don't know, hard guy to please. I'm a tough critic. I'm a tough critic.
Yes.
And so she went up on my list of bikini girls to definitely call for quotes, if you know what I mean. So.
Good. I'm glad that she could provide one.
Yes, and she was great. And she actually took time out of her day. She was I guess she is kind of, I guess, a kindergarten teacher or a first grade teacher. Mm-hmm. And so during nap time, I got to talk to her. So this is what Justine Monroe, IFBB Pro Justine Monroe, said during nap time.
Well, for me, I think the pros is the fact that, for people like me that don't get out much, I don't go to the bars, I don't do to clubs. And with my training and my job, I work with kids. My day is very busy. And I don't have the time to go out and meet people. So on that sense, I think it would be great, a way to get to know, I guess, certain people. But for the cons, I think, there's a lot of risks that you take when you do online dating. Because, there's people who, they say they are something and they're not. Or, you never know, they're married. Or they could be, a rapist. You never know who you're meeting. So on that sense, I think it can be very, very dangerous. So when people are doing things like that, I think that you need to be very, very careful in who you're meeting and, I guess, how they're talking to you, and I guess pick up all the signs.
All right, Stacey. We are back.
I agree. She works a lot. I mean, if you're working a lot, that's your only source of being able to kind of socialize, and then why not go for it? But she's right. People, it is dangerous because it can be misleading.
It's funny. You know, Justine did some research because I told her that I wanted to talk to her about this, ask her this question a few days ago. So she actually went out and did some research since she didn't feel like she really knew a whole lot about internet dating. And she said she read on some boards or some, I guess, discussion boards about internet dating. She read about horror stories of people meeting people, you know, on a first date or at dinner, of people that were not the people that really were in their picture. And I can only imagine, you know, what that would be like if you're going to meet, you know, John Simmons, some guy you meet off the internet.
And he reminds me of Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
where I don't remember that one. I don't remember what part.
Remember? Okay, so he ends up house sitting for this guy, and he has to go and he breaks the fish tank, right?
Right, right.
And
remember that part.
He has to go out and like date girls for money. And
right.
Giant chicks come, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I think I made a mistake." And she's like, "Steak? Did someone say steak?" Kind of like that, right?
exactly like that. I can imagine if that were me, I would. Here's a good question for you, Stacey. If that were you, if you met, you got some guy on the internet and he was, you know, good looking guy, good enough looking, and, you know, witty enough, smart enough through emails, that you decided to meet him for a date, and you got there and he didn't look anything like his picture, would you just turn around and walk out, or what would you do?
I would walk out for
sure.
So
you wouldn't even sit down, you would just turn around and leave.
Especially if he didn't see me. Especially, yeah, absolutely.
What if he saw you and waved to you?
But if he saw and waved to me, I would, okay, I would probably have manners and at least go over there and say, "Hi, nice to meet you," and maybe, you know, sit down for a second and then tell him I had an emergency phone call, I've got to go, I'm really sorry, and then I would explain it to him later, you know? Just not exactly what I expected.
That's pretty nice of you. Pretty
Is
nice.
That bad?
No, that's pretty nice, you know, considering. I don't know what I would do. I'm such a – I would probably try to walk out even if she saw me. Because if I sat down at the table, I'm such a nice guy that I would probably stay. I would probably stay, and then I'd be, you know – So I'd do my best to like run immediately.
You run and hide behind the wall. Okay, yeah. If he was hairy and moly, then I would probably do what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
So we do have a quote also from Amit Sapir, who had a little bit of a different experience on internet dating. And here's what Amit said.
Okay, so internet dating. Well, when I started to talk with the girls on the internet, I was really against that. And I thought it's all bullshit and you can all just meet like creepy people. And then as fate left in my face, I met my wife that way, and we started talking. And after maybe a month of talking on the internet, I flew to North America and ended up marrying her after 2 months, which is the best thing that ever happened to me. So from now on, I will definitely recommend it to anyone, because a miracle does happen, and it happened to me, so why not to anyone else?
What do you think about that, Stacey? This is a guy who is a huge proponent of internet dating. He met his wife.
Yeah, that's actually a really sweet story, considering he, you know, thought it was creepy at first, and then got into it and met his wife, and now, he says it was a miracle.
Exactly.
It was a miracle.
There you go.
He would totally recommend it.
He would recommend it. So how about our last on our list, Dusty Hanshaw? And he is in, let's see what his comments are on internet dating.
Personally, have any experience with internet dating. I was fortunate enough to find my wife in a typical bodybuilding manner by getting her ready for a show. It's the trainer's advice, I guess. But I do have a lot of experience hearing about it. I've got a sister-in-law who's pretty regular with the internet dating, and it's had its ups and downs so far. Sounds to me like it's just like anything. Your odds of finding anything increase by having 1,000 coffee dates a year. But so far, it's been a strikeout, and the most exciting thing for me is seeing the difference between who's presented on the internet as far as pictures, things like that, and who she ends up actually meeting, and if she actually gets the point of bringing around me. So I'm going to say that it can work just like anything, but I guess I'd stick with meeting people in person and and hopefully seeing if it works from there. That'd be a little more simple for me.
Once again, Dusty providing the good quote for us. And that's it just goes to show you there's a whole variety of people's opinions on internet dating. Now to the main question, Stacey. Have you ever done... Can I find you on eHarmony.com?
No.
Never tried it?
Never, ever, ever. I see all the commercials and they always look so romantic and perfectly placed. And I've never even been on the website, to be honest with you.
Never been on any dating website, ever.
No, I've never even considered it. And when you said this was going to be our survey question of the week, I was thinking, oh, this is interesting because I've never even... Have you?
Yes, many times.
Really?
Yes, I have.
What's it like? Are there a lot of creepers out there who put a fake picture up and they're not really who they say they are? Or is it actually pretty accurate?
So from my experience, my personal experience, I can say that I've never met anybody that looked looked different from their pictures. There is one girl that I met that was... cute as could be in her pictures, just like a total cutie, okay? And nice personality, and I drove and met her, picked her up, and when I met her, she was very overweight. Like, she'd maybe 5'2", 175.
So those pictures were from high school?
No. When I went back home, I looked at the pictures and I realized they were all of her face.
But none her face them. Wasn't chubby?
No, her face was cute. She was cute, a cute girl. She just was That's extremely – she was way heavier. I'll put it this way. If she would have said she was hefty, then it would have been accurate. But she didn't say anything about that, so I didn't – so it really wasn't false advertising because she was a very pretty girl. And her face didn't look fat, but the rest of her was very roly-poly.
I noticed that about a lot of heavier set girls – they have gorgeous complexions. They have gorgeous faces. And I always look at them going, man, if they could just lose a little bit of weight, they would be drop dead supermodel hot.
Well, this girl had a lot of weight to make it to that level. It wasn't a little bit of weight, but.
So how many of these dates have you been on?
Oh my gosh. Ever?
Yeah.
If I had to guess, maybe 20.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who knew? So just that one out of 20 though.
Yeah, just the one out of 20.
That's not a bad batting average there, Aaron.
No, it wasn't. I would actually recommend it to people because, I mean, you know, it's so hard to say because, you know, obviously I haven't had a whole lot of success with it or I would be married. I wouldn't be single. But, I've met a lot. And on Facebook, I meet a lot of people.
I just think the internet in general, whether it's Match.
I'll put it to you this way. I wouldn't do one of those. Like where I am and what I'm doing, you know, with myself now, I couldn't imagine being on like Match.com or one of those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
But through I'm talking about specifically Facebook now. You can meet people with similar interests.
And, okay, you know. I see. You've been to the Facebook dater, not the Match.com or
no.
The
I've
Harmony.
I've never done either one of those. But I did do at one point. I did a JDate, which is specifically for Jewish dating website.
Okay. All right. I see.
And I didn't have a lot of success there, but I still went on a bunch of dates, but I didn't have a whole lot of success.
Yeah. I'm very skeptical. I'm one of those skeptical kind of people who I don't trust a whole lot. So I feel like the internet is a place where people can just be fake and not be who they really are.
Right.
So I'm a one-on-one, face-to-face kind of person. I got to see the eyes. I have to see the personality.
Well, you can do a lot. You can do a lot, though, Stacey, because now you can do – you start with the emails, right? Then you go to the phone. And then if you really want to be extra sure before you meet somebody, you could do the Skype. You could Skype with somebody.
Yeah, that's
true.
So
you can see them.
But there's still like that thing that's not there, that energy that's
right.
not being connected.
But
to
what
me.
You do have, though, the opposite, maybe you don't have the energy, but you do get to know somebody on a different level than you would if you met them at a bar. You know what I mean?
I guess there's a different
comfort. There's a trade-off.
Yeah, there's a different comfort zone for sure.
There's definitely a trade-off.
I'm kind of a geeky girl. I'd end up going to the library. If I wasn't married to Mr. Thompson, I'm just saying. I don't think about any of this, but like I'm the library kind of girl. I'm a geek.
I don't know what I do. All I go to do is the computer and the gym. So that would be it.
Really? Yeah, I know. Well, I'll, you know what? I know where I'm going to look for you.
At the computer or at the gym.
Yep.
All right, Stacey, our last thing for tonight is the our birthday segment. You want to say happy birthday to some people?
I do. We have lots of people. Actually, not as many as last week, but let me get my paper here. Here we go. Okay, so as we already exposed the news earlier this morning, or earlier in the show, yes. It was your birthday, 31st.
Thank you, ma'am.
And you partied it up.
Yes.
You went MIA on me.
A little overboard. Yes, you tried to text message me. I did. I got back to you 15 hours later, but yeah.
Yeah, I was a little butthurt. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Glad you're not face down in a ditch somewhere. And then today we have, let's see, Chrissy Chin, one of my best, dearest friends. I love her.
I'm going to see her and her husband, Troy, in 3 weeks in L.A.,
and they're both Gaspari people, just like me. Go Gaspari. I love her. She's a sweetie. Yep. Teresa Nicole. We have Robin Tesevich, who is Luke Tesevich's wife. And he is actually the Louisiana NPC chairman. Mm-hmm. And they have a show that's June 24th in New Orleans. It's and here my very own most favorite, Mr. Aaron, the Shiznit Singerman's. Novice Heavyweight Championship winner
Greater 2002. Golf. Yeah, Greater Gulf States.
Yeah, for Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Championship. And they're also having the Wheelchair Championship. So,
if it wasn't on the same day, Stacy, as Tampa Bay Show, the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Tampa Bay Show, I would absolutely certainly be there. But I already promised Tim Gardner that I would be in Tampa Bay for that show. So,
well, maybe we could do some sort of video cast so that you can go.
That would be neat.
Uh-huh. So you can go revisit everybody as the 202 champion.
The 202. I wish I was the 202 champion. I was the heavyweight. Well, I guess it was 202 is in that weight class, but no.
The novice, yeah.
202 is a division for the IFBB pros, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I don't know why I even
that's
said
one of those
that.
That's one of those Stacey mess ups that I love
I
so
do.
Much.
I have the foot in the mouth moments all the time. All okay. The freaking time. I tell you what. Okay, so then we also have for our birthdays Gail Ellie. This is Dexter Jackson's girlfriend who right. You actually have on interview for this week, correct?
Well, not Gail, but I do have Dexter Jackson.
You have Dexter.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Gail.
Happy birthday.
Wednesday, January 26th, we have Mike O'Hearn and Christine Pomponio. So happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody. Is that it for the birthdays?
Oh, actually, I missed. I'm so sorry. This one was at the bottom of my page. January 21st, a couple days ago, is Chandra Tangi, IFBB Figure Pro.
Oh, I want to give out an old birthday shout-out. A few weeks ago, we missed IFBB Pro Kat Ramirez, his birthday.
Oh,
and
okay.
We were remiss. We missed her birthday. She reminded me. I felt very bad, so I said that this week I would give her a belated birthday shout out.
Hey, and that's a great lead in for you to tell everybody how to contact us in case we do forget something or have advice for us and all that good mumbo jumbo stuff.
This is that part. The part where I tell you to email me, Aaron Singerman, at Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
My name is Aaron and I drank too much on my birthday.
Okay, every once in a while, see, for my one, you got 10. So let's not go there. Okay.
You know, I think it's great. I'm always the one stumbling and bumbling, and I'm gonna let you roll with it. You keep going.
Chewbacca, Jew, BACCA at rxmuscle.com, and Stacy's is Stacy with an EY at rxmuscle.com. We want feedback, suggestions. If we missed your birthday, if your birthday is coming up, anything like that, you tell us, we'll put it in the show. If you have a survey question you'd like to be asked, we'll use that. We like feedback of any sort or of all sorts. And coming up next is my interview with Dexter, IFBB Pro Dexter Jackson, former Mr. Olympia, former many-time Arnold Classic winner, possibly the Flex Pro Show winner in 3 weeks. That's very possible. And let me just
I'm
tell
really
you, Stacey,
that I'm not going to be there. I got to tell you. I'm not bummed because it's my I feel old saying this. It's my daughter's 12th birthday and it's my son's 9th birthday. So I'm going to be going out bowling and going to the movies and partying. So it'll be
both
fun.
Both of their birthdays are on the same day.
No.
Same weekend?
Yeah, Shayla's is the 19th, and uh-huh. Keelan's is the 23rd. My mom wow. is also the 23rd.
So. Wow. And mine's the 23rd, but of January.
Did I give my dad a happy birthday
show? No, you didn't.
Oh, man.
But it's not too late. It's not too late. Do it now.
Okay, it's my daddy's birthday today. He is 64. Arthur Gallegos, happy birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Okay, so anyway, sorry about the flex show.
So, Noah, I was going to say, so Dexter, let me just say before the interview, basically, we're going to do a commercial break. When we come back from the interview, people might wonder, where am I? What the deal is that originally I was going to do quotes with Dexter. We were just going to do just like we normally do audio sound bites. And Dexter is dieting. He's on very low carbs. And it just was not possible to do it in the normal format we normally do it. So instead I did about a 15 to 20 minute interview with Dexter that started out a little strange. So you might be wondering, this sounds like this is not really an interview. But it is. So just give it a few minutes. And let Dexter start off on his own way, and you'll hear me kind of chime in after he asks for me a few times. So
I wasn't the only one that bumbled an interview.
Are you trying to say Dexter, or are you trying to say me?
You.
Oh, me? No. Well, I think it was still a good interview, and I hope everybody enjoys it. This is actually the first time I've interviewed Dexter. I talk to him at all the shows, and we hang out and stuff like that, but this is really the first time I've done a real interview, and I think that he was expecting an interview, and he just didn't get the – quite understand the idea of the quotes, which maybe I should have explained better. But anyway, it ended up being a blessing because I got a really good interview with Dexter. And listen after the commercial break, and I hope that everybody enjoyed the show this week.
Yeah, for sure. I did. I enjoyed it.
Good. I'm glad. And that's really what's important anyway.
Yes. I'm the only one that matters. The whole world revolves around me.
Yes, absolutely. That is the truth.
Well, Aaron, fantastic show. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody has a fantastic week. And we'll hear y'all next week.
Okay, great. Next week.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.